What's going on, friends? Welcome to the new podcast, The Happy Grind Movement. My name is Jackson Desjardins.
And I'm Tracy Desjardins.
And together, we're a mother-son duo dedicated to helping you find solutions to unwanted habits that are holding you back from becoming your super self.
Jackson and I know what it feels like to be overweight, frustrated, and stuck. But we also know how to get lean, get confident, and rock your best life. Together, we're going to get real and give you the tools you need to live fully aligned with who you want to be at any age.
As former personal trainers, we believe that while fitness is one part of being a healthy badass, it's not the only part of true wellness in this life. Building your super self is a grind. Together, we're going to help you grind happy. What is going on, friends? We are coming back at you with another episode here on the Happy Grind Movement. Joining me as usual, my mama, Tracy D. How we doing, mama?
Doing good, Jack.
I feel like I always ask you that every episode.
I know, you need to start asking something else.
Yeah, it's like I kind of set you up for just like, well, I'm doing good. Guys, I want to start this episode by saying one word, and that is optimal, right? A lot of you listening to this are subscribers to my YouTube channel, and I got none but love coming to all of my YouTube fam, of course. And you guys know I hate one word more than a lot of other words, and that is optimal, right? I've been fed that everything needed to be optimal my entire life on a lot of different things, not necessarily by any one specifically, just by experience and just by the the circumstances that I've seen in school and things. And
optimal could also be synonymous to perfect or the
absolutely,
best.
Absolutely. So in order to say something is optimal, you have to say something is non-optimal, and therefore you don't want to do what's not optimal. Of course, who would want to do that, right? Because you place it as doing something wrong. If I'm not doing something optimal, right? I'm not getting the results that I could.
What's the best thing to do? What's the perfect
approach?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, I want to maximize my results, right? So like I have to be optimal about it, or like I don't want to waste my time, God forbid, right? Like
we're gonna
I want
to break
it fast.
This down. I'm so excited about this. Well, this makes me mad.
Oh, me too. And my channel has heard it so many times, but I want to give you our backgrounds a little bit on chasing optimal and
this to fitness.
Yes, we are relating this just to fitness. Many people chase optimal in so many facets of their life, but I want to make this specifically about fitness. And I'm going to ask you, mama.
Yeah.
What is chasing optimal? What exactly is it?
I'm going to describe that because I feel like
before the example, I want you to tell me what is chasing optimal?
Okay. That is reading something or seeing something as it relates to fitness. Like, oh, I have to do A, B, and C. If I want to get any results, I have to do that, that, and that.
And if I don't,
that's the perfect thing to do. And if I don't, somehow I'm failing and I'm wasting my time.
Exactly. And the one thing we don't want to do is waste our freaking time, right? Especially in America, right? It's everybody wants it and they want it now. And if you want it now, you got to do what's optimal, man. And you know what? All the fitness content, listen up, people, all the fitness content you are watching, a lot of it, I'm talking a lot of those talking head personalities that are popping off on social media right now, YouTube, right? Most of that shit is them trying to get you to do what's optimal. Oh, your test level's this. Oh, but this amount of carbs and this calorie deficit and body recomp and all this shit. Guys, it is crippling. And you know how I know that? Because I got fat because of all that bullshit, because of chasing optimal, because of finding out that, oh, well, carbs are bad. Oh, well, this is bad. Well, you got to be on this calorie deficit. You got to get this much protein. You got to be hitting every muscle group 2 or 3 times a week. Got to do this. If you try to get everything perfect, you are not going to take any action, because in the pursuit of perfection, you literally just get into analysis paralysis and then you just like stop.
Screw it. Let's order pizza.
And that's, you know what? That's exactly what I did for 4 years. That's how I got fat, ladies and gentlemen. Right. So,
and you're not alone. I mean, I went through that as well with ladies fitness, like, oh gosh, I'm not doing enough. Screw it. I'm going to go get donuts and I'll start over tomorrow.
And guess what? The only people you see, and look, our life is just a bit of perspective, right? Like there's this, I don't even know what effect I want to call it. I'm going to call it like new movie effect, new show, or I'm going to call it Game of Thrones effect. Because when I was watching Game of Thrones, I thought that everything revolved around Kit Harington and all these actors and actresses, because it was so popping off around the world. So what I mean by this is what's in your perspective, you assume is everything. It's the world.
Facts.
Right? So when you are looking at, you know, these people giving this advice and they're shredded and most of them are on anabolic steroids anyway. And like all of this, all of this advice is just overtaking your mind, and that's what's in your proximity, you start to believe that, well, yeah, I mean, I hear it so much, that has to be the way that it is, right? This has to be optimal. Look at him and look at me, right?
And what's really sad is a lot of people can then adopt the mentality of why bother? Mm-hmm. Then they do nothing. And that's just really a shame. And we're here to kind of soften up all of that nonsense going on out there that's trying to convince us that their way is the best and this is the best.
Absolutely. Because look, your perspective can change from watching somebody tell you what's optimal. And I want to explain how, right? You can get 10,000 steps a day and hit chest and tries one day. And that's, well, man, I got a good workout. I lifted. I've got a good pump. I felt good. I got all these steps today. It was really good for my soul getting out there. I burnt like 300 calories while I was walking. This is great. I had a great day. But then you see what you just did, you will look down upon because you hear, oh, well, you have to do it fasted. And you have to make sure that you're having protein before and after your workout.
Yeah,
and
like
if you're not splitting up these meals, then yeah, it's not optimal. Look, so now what you did that was a win, that is now not good enough. Does that make sense?
Yes. And then we feel like, let's just order pizza because I'm feeling really low and I want to just escape this feeling.
When in reality, dude, that was a win.
Yeah.
You could have kept freaking going and made all this progress and enjoyed it and gotten closer to your goals without having to listen to all the bullshit online.
That example that you just gave, do you mind if I dive in and share?
Yeah.
Muscle and Fitness Hers. I used to read that magazine a lot. I used to just read it, look at the pictures. I wanted one of those buff, crazy competitor bodies in there. I did.
Why?
You should see Jackson's look on his face right now.
Because, but like, why?
Well, that's just how it was in the 90s. And that was idolized in the 90s. And I was going to have that. So my body liked doing two sets of exercises per body part.
You talking like
let's say upper movement? Body, let's say bicep, tricep, chest. Okay. Uh-huh. My body liked if I did two exercises for each body part.
Oh, that's what, okay.
Two exercises. And then I would repeat it. Well, then I can remember reading in the Muscle and Fitness Hers, like, oh no, you have to do three exercises and you have to do three sets.
Yeah.
That got in my head. Yep. I'm telling you right now, that prompted so much negative talk because I felt like I wasn't doing enough. I wasn't doing the optimal, that I was binge eating to escape that inner pressure and that war
because
in my head.
You didn't want to feel the shame. And the reason we binge eat has so much more to do with shame than it does anything else, but right? You want to just escape it.
Here's the thing.
I don't want to think about it.
What was really going on is I was doing plenty.
Yes.
I was strong and healthy and I had muscle. And I believe this facade that because the magazine was trying to sell me on what was optimal and I wanted to look like her in that magazine, that I needed to do more the next day, even if I was sore and even if my inner wisdom was saying, you know what, we like two exercises for each times two sets. I mean, like, that's enough for us and that works for me as an individual. That's very important here. That worked for me.
Look at me before I got fat. I'm in high school, right? I'm like a freshman, sophomore in high school. I was in the gym. I was getting compliments. I mean, I have old pictures of me and I'm like, dude, my delts were huge for a freshman in high school. I'm like, if I would have just stuck with that and not, and okay, hold on. What was correlational with that though? Why did I get fat at that time when everything was going great and I was killing it? Why? Because what was popping off? Instagram. Instagram,
yeah.
All the Insta models showing us what we're eating, all the chicken, broccoli and rice, all the bullshit. So when I couldn't sustain that, what I was once doing that I'm crushing it.
That worked for
that
you.
That worked. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Now it's not good enough. Therefore, I'm not going to do it anymore. Guys, I am hot on this shit. I am hot
on
this
too.
Shit.
Yeah.
Right. The amount of you out there who I know are struggling with this. I'm not going to bullshit anybody. I know you're struggling with this.
Well,
right?
Everybody. I mean, like, of course, if anybody's reading anything on health and wellness as it relates to exercise on social media or magazines, it's going to get in your head. And we're here to kind of boil that down.
Yes.
To we are all bio-individual. We're different. And what works for me isn't going to work for someone else. And what worked for someone else isn't going to work for somebody else.
So it's
having faith in that concept there that's tough.
So
that's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. So let us just be your liaison here to just what you're doing is good enough. You want to make improvements, but what you're doing right now is good enough. So I want to move on and I want to go to the actionable insights, because this is, we are the people for this, guys. We have two very different situations, me and my mom, right? I am 24. I'm mom, you know how, you don't have to
how
say
old
how
am I, you know how old I am? You know how old I am.
I'm not, should I get, am I supposed to, it's rude to,
I just had a birthday.
I do know.
I'm 52. Okay. Was, don't hurt my feelings. Okay, I'll just throw it out there.
I was like one or two off.
Just saying. Oh, you thought I was 50?
I was going to say 51.
I'll take it.
Yes, she's 51, but she's a beast, and she's more fit than all of my 24-year-old friends. So, and I mean that with every ounce of my soul. I don't bullshit. So, I want to say this though. You need to understand that me and my mom have been very low. We get this. We know how detrimental this is to you wanting to get into this world. And you know what? It's worse nowadays than ever, especially on TikTok. All these people giving you these stupid bullshit. Oh, well, if you want these shredded abs like me, do this 5-minute ab routine every morning. Get that shit out of my face. That is like, I mean, come on. Right. It makes me want to throw up. So, there's a bunch of bullshit out there, but I want to tell you one thing as far as actionable insights. And I hope that we've given you reason to at least listen to what we have to say. So number one is going to be meet yourself where you're at. You guys have heard me say it a million times. It's very self-explanatory, but Fat Jackson couldn't do then what I do now. It's not that I was physically incapable of doing it. It's that I mentally was not prepared for it, and my perspective wasn't there yet. I wasn't on that chapter yet, right? I wouldn't have been able to jump into weightlifting and cardio and changing my diet drastically at once. So what did I do? I just did a bunch of cardio and I ate a shit ton less. Oh, Jackson, but you're going to lose so much muscle mass by doing that. You could have optimized and lifted weights at that same time, focused on prioritizing protein, and then you would have done a body recomp instead of just losing all of your muscle. Hey, guess what, mofo? I didn't. And that's the best thing that I ever did, because why? That gave me the momentum I needed. When it was time to get in the gym, guess whose wardrobe changed? Guess who started to shift my identity to wanting to be in the gym now? Because I already got the momentum from losing the weight, from doing that godforsaken cardio that everybody shits on nowadays, right? Just because girls can't see your heart, gentlemen, doesn't mean you shouldn't take care of it, right? So it's one of these things where you've got to meet yourself where you are. And Mom, I want you to go over the, you've said it before, but I want you to reiterate the KISS method.
Oh, I love it. Keep it super simple. KISS. Mm-hmm. Keep it super simple. Block out the noise of what's optimal, whatever you read about fit. Stop buying the magazine. Stop looking too much on Pinterest. Stop looking at the Instagram, hot bodies and what they're doing. Just block it. I know it's hard, but just don't do it. And listen to what your truth is, because guess what? We all have our own answers. So, but if you're like, okay, well, really, I want to start exercising. I don't love exercise. What are the reasonable standards here? And current research is saying 150 minutes a week will get us fit. Now think about that. Let's say you could break it down to 5 days a week of taking a 30-minute walk. If you walk briskly, you're going to get the cardio effect. You're getting weight-bearing exercise with the walking. I mean, walking is like one of the best things ever. And if you do a few stretches after, guess what? That is an amazing body movement. Yes, it counts as amazing exercise venture for you.
I want to point something out too. Like, you guys may see certain activities as exercise and certain activities as not exercise. And what you base that off of is how well you're able to track it, right? Because you got to track everything nowadays, right? What I will say is, I want you to know I have an Apple Watch and I use it frequently, and I very rarely ever take it off. I know a lot about my health and about me from this Apple Watch. And I want you to know that I don't see surfing as a cardio source. I don't see it as oh, I have to go do cardio, so I go surf. But I walk out of that water and I'll burn 1,000 calories
in an
hour. I've
seen you
huffing
walking out of that water.
And you know what? Yeah. It was fun and I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have, I think we all think cardio and we all think all these, you know, cool YouTube edits where there's all this suffering going on because right. I'm such a dog, I'm such an animal, and I have to make this really appealing for all of my viewers. So I got to make it look like I'm suffering, I'm grinding, right? And that's not always how it has to be. Like when I surf, I burn twice the amount of calories as when I do Stairmaster, and I'm having way more fun.
All right, hang on. I'm not getting in the ocean surfing. That's not my thing, but I'm going to
move. Yeah.
Right. My thing is I'm different from you. I love step aerobics. Okay. Mm-hmm. Les Mills Body Step is my number one favorite. I've been stepping my whole life.
You should see me taking her class, guys. Oh, yeah. It's actually super freaking fun.
It's fantastic.
Tough as hell.
That was outside of your comfort zone, by the way.
Wicked tough, but I loved it. I love dancing and shit. And it's like, it incorporates a little bit of that kind of like just athletic dancing, you know?
I love that. I love what you just said, because what I'm about to say is that is my favorite way to move my body.
Chloe's the same.
We ask all of you out there in podcast land, what is your favorite way to move your body? And guess what? That's your answer. What is your favorite way to move? Don't tell me that
gentlemen,
you don't
keep it PG.
Yeah.
Keep it PG, God, gentlemen.
You know, please. So, I mean, like, let's get real about this. What do you like to do that involves movement? Block out the noise. Like, you couldn't pay me to run. I hate it. My knees hate it. I'm not doing it. You would look at me and think, oh, well, you know, you could run. No, I hate it. My knees hate it. It doesn't work for me. It's not my truth, right?
I'm only running if somebody's chasing me.
But somebody might like to ride a bike. Or, you know, I actually don't really like doing the treadmill. In fact, I hate doing the treadmill. It's so boring to me unless I'm doing intervals. But somebody else might really, really love that. Zumba class, ladies, moms out there. I mean, come on. Some of you like to do Zumba. It looks so fun. All I do is crash into people. That's not my thing. But that might be your thing. So how can you move your body in ways that you like, which means you're going to want to do it again over and over again? What is your thing? Ponder that.
And nutrition can be very, very similar. We're not going to go down quite that much rabbit hole because that's going to be a whole nother topic in itself. But, you know, the optimal nutrition, guys, I mean, that's more detrimental than the most optimal exercise.
I have to jump in. Can I give you a story that just came to mind? When these stories pop up on this podcast, I feel like there's a reason that they need
to come out. Yeah.
So yeah, this episode on Stop Chasing Optimal is related to fitness, but you said something that really triggered this memory for me that I really want to put out there for everybody as it relates to food. What you described is meet yourself where you're at, right? I mean, bottom line before when we talked fitness. And here's an example. I was at a party one time. It was a picnic. And there was a lady there that had just started taking my fitness classes. And I got to know her. I knew she was trying to lose some weight and she was really celebrating. She had such a great attitude. She was celebrating some little things that she was doing. She started here. She started there. There was a colleague of mine who was competing in bodybuilding at the time. And she was lost in space with regards to, like, you know how they get when they're like, oh, they're grinding on the counting the macros, and it's really all about them, and that you have to kind of go there in competitive bodybuilding. It's whatever. But that woman was standing next to me talking to this fitness participant who's just started taking my classes. And this lovely fitness participant of mine was describing to me, she was talking to me about how she made a spinach salad for lunch yesterday. And she put some feta cheese and strawberries on that and some vinaigrette dressing, and how much she loved that salad. And I didn't even have the words out of my mouth before this other friend and this colleague of mine said, really got to watch out for how much sugar's in that salad. You know, there's a lot of sugar and strawberries. And if I could that was a long, long time ago. If I could go back and be who I am now, and I would have dove into that. But my heart sank and I looked at this fitness participant friend of mine who was just telling me how happy she was about the salad. Her expression just like fell and my heart just ached.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk optimal, right? You know, where she was eating a spinach salad with feta and strawberries, first of all, is very, very healthy. But this bodybuilding mentality that had a whole different version of
it's only about aesthetics,
exactly.
Right? Only about aesthetics.
Massive extrinsic motivation. That's another.
And most of it's very unhealthy, right? Like a lot of that shit is very unhealthy.
It's extreme. So and that person, you know, I really do like her as well. But in that moment, it's just an example. It's just an example of what happened in that moment where I was trying to celebrate the win with my new friend of that salad that she made, and somebody derailed her, just like me reading the Muscle and Fitness Hers magazine. And you going on Instagram, all of a sudden, a step that you took in the right direction that is common sense, really good based on where you're at, it can be flattened based on somebody else's opinion of what's optimal.
You know what I've seen?
So watch out for that.
You know what I've seen on TikTok before? There's this guy named Joey Swole. I've been following him ever since I was in like ninth grade. He's been around forever. I remember seeing he reacts to TikToks and shits all over these guys who are assholes to other people and girls who are assholes to people in the gym. For example, girls will like film themselves doing a workout and like catch a guy look over and be like, these perverts staring at me. And it's like, you set yourself, you're wearing something tight on your ass and you take your sweatshirt off to have the, to have your boobs out and you're like, you're mad at him for looking like, I'm sorry, what? So he'll shit on them for that. Or
I
like,
don't have time
or
for this.
This guy, right. This smaller guy was in the gym for like one of the first times or whatever. And he's deadlifting, right. He was just deadlifting. Not even 135, I don't think. And this asshole dude walked over there and went up to his bar and picked it up and started curling with it. And that's just a big like middle finger. It's like, oh, what I'm deadlifting, you can curl, right? And Joey Swole shit all over him. And I just think that there's so much negativity in the fitness world. I think that there needs to be a little bit of a revamping. And that's the whole concept of meet yourself where you're at. You can be deadlifting 135. You can be benching 85 pounds. It's okay. You've got to start somewhere. And then those mofos, I'm still not dropping F words. You're welcome. I could.
Yeah.
But it's those mofos who are still who are making fun of you or trying to put themselves up. You will soon surpass them. Just stay in your lane and make sure that you're in it for the right reasons. So, but
you know, you're speaking to the guys and the weightlifting and that whole world.
Girls have different struggles. It's true.
I'm speaking to women that are maybe around my age or whatever. Let's just talk about moving your body in ways that you like, because the point is to be consistent with that. You got to like it. Then you're going to be consistent with it. And that is where you get the results.
Yeah.
Of a strong, healthy body, peace with yourself, and the feeling of like, hey, you know what? I can follow through on this promise that I'm making to myself to start to get more active. You got to like what you're doing. It doesn't have to be complicated. How can you move your body?
Yeah, yeah.
Most days of the week in ways that you like.
And I think the last two points we want to make is, you know, optimal is relative, right? Everyone's different. Everybody has different goals. A power lifter, a power lifter is going to train a specific way, and a marathon runner is going to train a specific way. If either of them were training the opposites training, like split, right? If a marathon runner was training like a power lifter, and if a power lifter was training like a marathon runner, they would both feel like they're doing the wrong thing. Because why? Because optimal is relative, right? If I'm a power lifter and I'm going on 27 mile runs, right? That's not going to be very good for my goals. Why? Because my goals are different than yours, right? I'm a different person with different goals. And guess what? A bodybuilder who wants his abs to look like Christian Guzman's, they're not going to look like Christian Guzman's because you are genetically different, right? Your biceps aren't going to look like Steve Cook's because you're genetically different, right? Look at your dad. If your dad was ever shredded, maybe that's probably what they're going to look like, right? But it's just everybody is different. Everybody has different goals. Everybody has different genetics. So don't base where you want to be off of where somebody else is, because that is always going to be an effing losing battle. I promise. I've done it many times.
I wish I would have heard those words back in the 90s when I was obsessed with those Muscle and Fitness Hers magazines.
And what if it wasn't on a magazine and it was just on your phone at all times, always, and you were always looking at it, scrolling on new ones and finding new ones and thinking that you were doing something wrong the entire time, right? That's where most of these kids are nowadays too, right? It's only gotten worse from when I was in, you know, high school. So,
so we need more people to kind of have those epiphanies in their own ways.
Give yourself
with
permission.
This topic that we were on today with, you know, stop chasing optimal, because we need other people to go out and explain that to other people and to kind of start a new thread of perspective
and positivity
in a healthy direction.
Yeah. Which I'd like to say, I slightly see emerging. I think a lot of the negativity, people see it and they're not about it anymore. I think people are craving authenticity,
yeah,
and positivity. And I think that
it's part of the reason why we started this podcast.
Well, it's so lacking. And the reason we started this podcast again, guys, is because you would be surprised the parallels of someone my mother's age and my age and two different genders. You know, I mean, it's just,
yeah,
it's wild. So we want to leave you with one thing, and it's going to be, what is it? Six words. Optimal is the enemy of good. And you know what? Sometimes good is good enough. Almost all the time, actually, screw that all the time. Good is good enough. Don't let optimal be the enemy of what you're already doing. Because this, and if I'm perfectly honest, this is probably my favorite episode we've ever done because it's so applicable to so many people and we've hit the nail right on the effing head.
So instead of optimal, how about just some freaking effort?
Yeah. Effort. Effort is far greater than optimal. Effort, hell yeah. Right? Love that. Simple. Yeah, it's true. So guys, let's focus this week and every week going forward. Just focus on putting effort towards your story. And don't worry about trying to rewrite somebody else's story. Make your own story and remember to stay in your lane, meet yourself where you're at. And remember, optimal is the enemy of good. So on that note, we hope that you have enjoyed this episode. I freaking enjoyed talking this out on this episode.
Give us a rating. Could you guys give us a rating?
That would be cool.
We haven't asked for a rating in a while.
I don't really know what to ask for. I'm new to this podcast.
I rate still. Us. Am I allowed to rate us? I've done it.
Cool.
We need some ratings. And I think that means that like we'll get noticed more or we'll spread the word more.
I don't know, something like that.
Can you guys figure out how to rate us?
Not only would that be great, but we are also figuring out how to start doing video on this.
I gotta look a little nicer. I gotta look a little nicer than I do right now.
Yeah, we gotta.
You see my hair?
We gotta dress a little. Your hair looks fine. Stop it. But no, yeah. So it's gonna be great, guys. We are going to be making some awesome changes here coming soon, and I will see you guys on the YouTube channel very soon if I am not on by the time you hear this episode. So on that note, we're going to leave you like we leave you every single episode. Let's keep getting better together
and keep grinding happy.
See you guys in the next one. Peace out.